Salomon Dastron, Disc 2.
Chapter 5. Friar Bellows was as wide as he was high. The tubby mouse looked up from trimming pie crust and winked at Samkin and Arula.
Ho, ho! What can I do for you two little rips today?
Arula tied on an apron.
Here's Sir Bellows. You were going to show us how to make a girtle cake. Don't you remember?
The friar gave them each a honey damson from a big jar.
So I did, so I did. You must have clean paws to make a great hall cake. Let me see them.
He inspected the two pair of freshly scrubbed paws.
Very good, very good. Righto. Climb up on these stools and check the ingredients with me. Here's the list.
Arrowroot and pollen flour.
Chopped chestnuts and honey damsons.
Very good, very good. Sugared violets and raspberries.
Flaked beech nuts, dried plums and rosehip syrup.
Wild buttercup cream, and blackberry cream, sir.
Very good, very good. Almond paste, green sap milk and young crystallized maple leaves. That seems to be the lot.
As they mixed the ingredients, Friar Bellows kept an eye on them, while at the same time overseeing other kitchen helpers. Bellows seldom missed a detail of any kind.
Brother Hal, watch that dandelion custard. It's coming to the boil. Very good, very good. Rub the arrowroot and the pollen flour together, dribbling green sap milk in slowly, like thus. Very good, very good. Dumbo, you're supposed to be chopping those candied chestnuts up, not gobbling them. I'll whack your tail off with a frying pan, my laddo. Now, add the flaked beech nuts, saving a few to scatter on the almond paste, and put a few more dried plums in. Arula, line the bottom of the baking dish with a dusting of pollen flour. Right. Place the honeyed damsons and raspberries, so, one damson, one raspberry, in nice, neat rows. Very good, very good. How's the leek and cheese flan coming along, Sister Nastertia? Dumbo, what have I told you?
When the great hall cake was mixed and set in its dish, the two companions slid it far into the oven with long wooden paddles. Magnificent aromas of bilberry scones, hazelnut muffins and oat rose turnovers assailed their nostrils from the top shelves of the four-tiered oven. They washed cake mixture from their paws as Friar Bellows explained the next step.
Very good, very good, you two. The cake will be baked and taken out to cool. Once it's firm enough, here is what you do. Slice it long ways 3 times. Bottom layer spread with rosehip syrup and sugared violets. Placed next layer lightly on top. This one will be spread with blackberry cream sprinkled with crystallized maple leaves. Next layer lightly on top. That's the secret. Lightly. Spread with almond paste, scattered with flaked beech nuts. Very good, very good. Pay attention now. Top layer, spread thick with wild buttercup cream. Dash on some chopped chestnuts, then a light coat of rosehip syrup to give it that lovely faint pinkish colour, and presto! There we will have a great hall cake. Very good, very good.
As the kitchens were very hot and crowded, Mrs. Faith Spinney had prepared a light lunch of summer salad and mint cream wafers near the gatehouse wall. The workers ate gratefully, some lounging in the sun upon the grass, others sitting on the wall stairs in the shade. Samkin and Arula sat on the grass with Dingai and Thura, chuckling gleefully as the stoats recited the catalogue of atrocities perpetrated upon them since their arrival.
On me oath, muckers, I dunno which was the worst, to starving and tramping outside or getting dragged into this red hole place. It's a cruel life, I tell you.
You're right there, Dingai. Call that hospitality. Getting near drowned by a fierce water dog, nearly ate by a monster fish, and having flowery soap stuffed up your nose. And that's besides being bopped on the bonnet by a mole with a pole.
You're right, Mucker. If I'm not dead with fluenza from getting a bath by nightfall, me name ain't Stoat.